COVID-19 is not the only thing that's contagious. A fear rooted in unbelief is contagious. It spreads. We see it at Kadesh Barnea. The intention is just to go and see what way we're to go. So send the spies, figure out the best approach, come back and tell us, and then we'll go. And then fear spreads. Unbelief spreads. That's what it is. It's unbelief. Unbelief is contagious. Like many other things. Discouragement is contagious. You know that. If you want to avoid discouragement, avoid people who tend to always be discouraged and manifest their discouragement in language and demeanor. It's really hard to resist it. You can be all upbeat and come across someone who's discouraged, and immediately you're discouraged with them. And maybe there's no good reason even for the discouragement. Murmuring is contagious. Again, we see that with the Israelites in the wilderness. Criticism is contagious. Think of the disciples as Judas said to Mary, she brought the alabaster box. This could have been sold for 300 pence and given to the poor. And they all murmured against her. It spread like wildfire. Not for one second did one stop and think, hang on a minute. Let's just hold up. They heard what Judas said and they said, yeah. Why wouldn't you do that? And they all murmured against her. It was contagious. Spread around it before another word could be said. And this is the danger. This is the danger. The Lord will not have the unbelieving in the battle. That's what verse 8 is saying. If there's a man who doesn't believe, send him home. Strong language. The reality is, the person who doesn't believe, the battle is spiritual. Therefore, the person who doesn't believe isn't even in the battle. He's just getting in the way. Fear, unbelief, discouragement, murmuring, criticism, giving up, all these things, these attitudes, these are courageous. But so, thank God, are good things. Faith is contagious. Courage is contagious. Hope is contagious. Zeal is contagious. Joy is contagious. These things are contagious, beloved. When you see someone on fire for God, you need to be a really cold-hearted person and really distant from the Lord, really backslidden, if their zeal doesn't some way stir up your own heart. Something wrong with you. You see that Christian zealous and trying to serve the Lord and give their heart to the kingdom. And I mean, you've seen it. You've seen people. You've seen those missionaries that get up and they share their story and they do it with such enthusiasm. And it may be so small, what they're doing may be rather insignificant, but they're just rejoicing and serving the Lord. And you sit there and you're enjoying it. You're enjoying hearing about what they're doing. And it's nice to sit there and see this person enjoying their labors for the Lord. And you go home encouraged. Contrasted, God forbid, but contrasted with someone who gets up and just complains. Complains about the mission field. Complains about how hard it is. How hard the hearts are. How impossible the work seems. You come away thinking, why do you even bother? That's real. That happens. It spreads. And beloved, we must fight. We must fight it. And ask ourselves this question. What am I spreading? Everyone right now is hoping they're not spreading a virus around. But what are we spreading in terms of the spiritual? What influence do you have on other people? What's the interaction like? Is it positive? Is it largely good? Does it thrill hearts, encourage hearts? We all need to work more at this. We do. Moses was instructed. As he dealt with Joshua, God instructed Moses, Deuteronomy 1:38, "But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither." Right? Moses, you're not going in, but Joshua's going in. "Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it." Encourage him. That's what you have to do. Make sure you encourage him. Deuteronomy 3:28. "Charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see." Encourage and strengthen him. That's what the Lord said to Moses to do to Joshua. Encourage him. So when you see a young believer, please encourage. When you meet Christians for the first time, please, please limit the critical spirit. Now, some of us are more predisposed to discouragement, to criticism, and some to be encouraging and sometimes verging on flattery and so on. So we all need to taper ourselves and pull ourselves in line with the Spirit and all this. But recognize yourself. If you have a tendency to be negative and discouraging, know that this largely is not what the Lord would have you do. There are times to come alongside and speak very bluntly to someone. Definitely, there are times for it. But by and large, we should be encouraging. We should want to encourage. To say to one another, "Brother, go on with the Lord. The Lord will bless you. The Lord's with you. Stay in the shadow of the shepherd. You'll be fine."